You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hello, listener. Strap in for another solo podcast from yours truly, Dave. No, yours truly, Dave, is not my full name. That'd be weird if my first name was yours and middle name truly and last name Dave. Weird. This is a solo show. I'm going to be doing something as a rebuttal of a blog post that was put out there from a good friend of the podcast and collaborator, Brian, who decided to make a blog post regarding his favorite retro-themed cartoons. It is basically the article on his blog is on oldschoolevil.com. The blog post that we're talking about is Top 5 Cartoon Theme Songs. Brian, you're wrong. You got everything wrong out there. So everybody that wants to go out there and check out that blog and see how incorrect he is, then by all means, go ahead and do that. That's at oldschoolevil.com. He chose to, write, what he thought was correct on his blog. I'm here to set the record straight. I have a microphone, so you get to listen to my entry in rebuttal to the great Twitter debate that happened about 2 weeks ago, where we were discussing the best cartoon theme song, for retro cartoons. I'm not going to say that these are my picks. I'm going to say these are the best. You're just going to have to deal with it. Listen to what I think and just cope with that. But we got to do something first. We got to play that thing we call the bumper. So we're going to insert that here. Next thing I want to do before I get into my response to Brian's post around cartoon theme songs, which, once again, very, very wrong, I want to answer a voicemail that we received from Shy over at Twitter handle Pancake4Table. I had the honor of being on Friday Night Movie Pod podcast with him and his wonderful sisters and talking about the movie Breaking and Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. But he left us this voicemail, so take a listen.
Hi, Dave, Scott, and Rose. This is Shy calling, a.k.a. Pancake for the Table. It was truly amazing joining you guys to record the podcast, and looking forward to doing more together. But I forgot to ask one critical question, and it is about your favorite use of the term bonsai in 80s movies. So I'm going to put two options before you, and I'd love to find out which one you guys like the most. One is, of course, Daniel San's cheering of Banzai when he drives his car for the first time in the first Karate Kid. But the other is the just general story movie character of the adventures of Buckaroo Banzai across the eighth dimension. So if you had to pick one, which one of those do you love most? Keep being excellent. Looking forward to more awesome Banzai Retro Club podcasts.
So in response to Shai's question, which version of Banzai do I guess, relate to or associate with most, I'm going to go on a limb and answer for Scott and Rose to say that theirs is probably more around the Daniel Miyagi relationship in Karate Kid. Mine has always been Buckaroo. I've had a soft spot for Buckaroo Banzai as being one of my, I want to say my top, in one of my top five movies in the 1980s. Just love that Peter Weller sci-fi adventure. So I've been a fan of that movie. But the name is actually kind of funny because when we were discussing what to name the podcast, it was actually a ongoing discussion between Scott Rose and I. And what had happened is as we were deciding to figure out what we're going to name our blog slash podcast slash website, we were exchanging messages via Facebook Messenger, and that's how we communicate usually. And we were trying to come up with a fun name. We knew retro was going to be part of it, and we had many different iterations of retro something, but we couldn't land on exactly what we wanted. We knew that we had a group of people that we like to collaborate with, so we knew that it was going to be more of a league thing or a club thing. I was leaning more league, but I think Retro League was already taken, so we ended up with club. But we kept exchanging different things for the front of that. And somehow we ended up on the concept of Banzai. It just sounded very clever and fun to put all together. Banzai Retro Club. And I think, you know, it was kind of the aha moment as soon as we landed on that word, Banzai, to put that together. And it was just a great way of representing of not just 80s, but also some sort of elements of 70s. If you think like the, you know, the Kung Fu action flicks, like Enter the Dragon, you know, Banzai kind of has that representation of it. So to me, you know, that was kind of encapsulating, you know, multi-decades. So I thought, you know, that had my vote as soon as, you know, we threw that idea out there. And I don't even remember which of us threw the idea out first of using Banzai. But it was definitely a fun discussion back and forth amongst us. And that's kind of how we landed on it. But like I said, I think I'm more Buckaroo and my co-hosts are probably more Karate Kid, to answer your question. So let's talk about how wrong Brian is on his blog post. So like I said, this is at oldschoolevil.com. And Brian attempted to tell us top five cartoon theme songs. And a lot of his choices were definitely in the 80s. And actually, that's where I landed to, was my list is 80s. The only difference is that mine are correct and his are incorrect. But really what I want to do is I'll mention what his choices were just so that you have a reference point if you haven't checked out his blog already. So his choices are Mighty Orbots, Count Duckula, Mask, Jace and the Wheeled Warriors, and The Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers. Now, Brian also goes on to add some honorable mentions at the top of his blog post, like G.I. Joe and the raccoons, yada, yada, yada. You know, check out his blog or not. You know, Disney Afternoon, whatever. He's wrong. Basically, you know, he didn't consider what, you know, was truly the best theme songs, ignored the obvious. So if you're looking for, like, you know, those obscure picks like Orbots or Mask or whatever, you know, it's in his blog. Check it out if you want, whatever. But, you know, he's wrong. I probably said that way too many times. And this was really spawned between a debate on Twitter. And I don't remember if I started the Twitter hashtag of either favorite theme songs or favorite retro cartoon theme songs or best cartoon theme songs. But regardless, what I was after was the best. And the debate that went on back and forth, you know, between several of us was, you know, around the merits of my top pick versus Mask. And, you know, if you're into, you know, the cars that can, you know, do those little shape-shifting things and really nobody's got any true powers whatsoever other than just having cars that, you know, can do, you know, these cool mechanical things, then maybe Mask is your thing. But, you know, it's wrong. So the correct choices are what I'm going to lay out on you on this podcast. You know, these are the ones that you should be, you know, when you think retro cartoon theme songs and you think best, these are the ones that you should be, you know, immediately come to mind. So my list, and these are the best ones, starting with number 5, I'm going to actually edit in the theme to each one of these cartoons into this podcast. So you get the pleasure of enjoying the intro music as you listen to this podcast. Number 5 for the best retro cartoon theme song is Kid Video.
What happened?
Ay, ay, ay. We look like
cartoons.
You'll be my musical slaves forever.
Now, obviously, this had some elements of some live action and cartoon elements blended together. And the cartoon concept was really a lot of fun as far as blending a MTV generation with cartoons together, but the theme song was performed by the band Kid Video, and it just had a very cool rocking pop theme. So, you know, I'm not listing it as number one. It's not that, but it's definitely number five. So I hope you enjoyed that. If you were a MTV generation kid, then you would have more than likely checked out this great cartoon and enjoyed it. So that is the number five best retro cartoon theme song. Moving on to number four. Now this one may have a little bit of debate, and I could kind of understand that a lot of it is the narrator giving kind of a voiceover, but I gotta go G.I. Joe.
Yo, Joe!
We'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe, American hero. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe against Cobra the enemy, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air.
G.I. Joe,
American hero.
G.I. Joe there.
G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose? To defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare.
G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
Now, the thing that I really loved about the theme of G.I. Joe, I mean, the cartoon was just great by itself, but adding in, you know, the elements of a real American hero, you can't go wrong there. I mean, that is patriotism to the nth degree. You can't deny G.I. Joe as being just something that has a wonderful sound and vibe to it. As soon as you hear it, you're excited. Is a great theme song. So that is definitely the number four best retro cartoon theme song. So on the number three spot, this is important for all of our party dudes out there. You know, we cannot dismiss the magic that was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So don't forget, Heroes in a Half Shell. You know, you during the whole song, you had an intro to the characters that made up this great cartoon. The theme music set up everything you need to know about these guys, and it's a fun ride. It's a fun ride from the theme song from the get-go, and it just reeks of wonderful 80s nostalgia. So that's why it's number three. And I'm a little remiss at Brian for not even acknowledging it in any of his tweets and or blog posts. On to number two. This is the giant elephant in the room. And I don't think any of us... I may have brought it up on Twitter. I don't know if... I put a lot of debate to it. But this one, by far, is the best. Not the best, but... just a wonderful, wonderful theme song. Entering in on the number two spot, my beloved Thundercats. Thundercats are loose. Thundercats are on the move. You gotta love that theme song. It is just wonderful. It is a lovely... lovely is not even a great word there. It was an excellent theme song. I don't know why this wasn't like debated a little bit more on Twitter. Thundercats is... the bomb, and the theme song sets the tone, and you've got something magical in that. You know, love the cartoon, love the theme song. Thundercats, ho! It's a beautiful thing. It is really, I don't even know why this wasn't discussed more on the debate. But this is the, you know, definitely one of the top, and could be argued maybe the best, for retro cartoon theme songs. But for me, it's in the number two spot. And since I'm kind of giving you the gospel of Dave, that's where I'm going to put it. So here we are on the number one spot, and if anybody was involved in the Twitter debate, you know where this is going. You know where I'm landing with this. I had very adamantly debated that this was the best theme song out there for retro cartoons. And I don't know if... it was as popular of a cartoon as it should have been. But the number one spot and the best retro cartoon theme song out there. Bionic 6. We are a family. I fight for them. They fight for me.
of the future family.
A family brought together by faith and given superpowers through the miracle of modern science.
All right, so you guys listen to that. You cannot debate that this is not the best song. I don't understand any argument against my thought process there. You just have to agree with me. I don't think that there's... I don't have any... I'm not off track on that at all. I don't even need to be asking you what you think, and I don't need you to... be like all up in arms because, you know, I didn't pick Mask or something like that. Bionic 6 is just the best theme song out there. So that's just the way it is. After listening to that, I don't know if how you guys could even can like give me any thought process to believe any differently. So you know, for those that are kind of stuck in their whole Mask or Jace in the Wheeled Warriors thing, you know, whatever, you know, you do your thing, live in your little, you know, cave. But when you're ready to face reality, just face the facts that Bionic 6 is the best. And Brian, you can write, you know, all your little blog posts that you want, but you're wrong. You're just wrong. So there you go. That's my rebuttal to that blog post. This, you know, silly little simple blog podcast, I wanted to make sure that I had a response out there. And you know, not just leaving that, you know, it unanswered. So I thought it was important to put something out there. So we're going to keep this a relatively short episode, but you know, I'm going to edit in the theme song, so that could probably bump it up to something substantial to listen to, and hopefully something enjoyable for you. So. I'm going to remind everybody to go out there to BanzaiRetroClub.com. That's BANZAI to get a hold of us. There are plenty of links on the website that you can connect to us for our social media stuff. You know, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, follow us on those different avenues. There's other thing on the website that allows you to record a voicemail message for us. As I played at the top of this podcast, we'd love to get your voicemail and, you know, respond to you. So if you have an opinion on this whole best retro cartoon theme song, leave us a voicemail. I'd love to hear it. Or, you know, if you want to comment on one of our other shows or give us some ideas for future shows, we'd love to hear it. Throughout the website, you can also go to the Contact Us page and send us email. People still do that every so often. Drop us a note, let us know what you like, what you don't like, and we'll definitely pay attention to it. Let's see, the other thing that we'd like you to do is go out there on iTunes. There's this thing called a review. We'd love for you to go out there and do that. Leave us a review rating. Hopefully that's a 5-star thing. If not, you know, leave whatever comments you want. We'd love to get feedback. On the website also, there's a thing called Patreon. You can go out there and give us a relatively low donation if you need to, or if you want to give us a big donation, we'll take that too. Just something to help us keep the website running. This thing's not free, so we'll take anything that you're willing to contribute to help us put this content out there a little easier. So that's all we're really asking you to do. I think I got all the standard BS that I normally, have Rose or Scott help me through. Last thing that's very important is I want you all to be excellent to each other. Please do that. There's a lot of screwed up, mean people in the world, and I would love to think that all of our listeners are just really cool with each other and being excellent, and I need you to be that way. There's a lot of bad crap in this world, and I don't want any of us, myself included, to contribute to that. Please be excellent to each other. Love each other, because you know what? I care about you and I love you too. And with that, have a good whatever. I normally say that because I have no idea when you're going to listen to this. It could be in the morning, afternoon, or evening. And so you have a good whatever that is. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Bonsai!